Podcast Network Asia.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 71.
Yep.
A reply to Pope Francis. What a way to start 2022.
I should tell him that.
Yeah, no?
But we're all like starting 2022 really rocky.
Yeah, with the Omicron virus, di ba?
Yep.
Na kumakalat, tapos di rin maganda yung panahon ngayon, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So,
dumagdag pa tong si Pope.
Actually, year 3 na nga, no? Year 3 of this.
2 pa lang.
No, 2019, 2020, and then 2021.
Fuck.
Year 3 of the apocalypse.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to year 3 of the apocalypse and sinimulan pa ng masamang balita na galing kay Pope Francis. So, inciting incident muna.
For everyone who doesn't have an idea what we
happened,
are talking about, go
so,
ahead.
Inciting incident namin ay nangyari to nung January 6, couple of days ago.
Yeah.
January 6, 2022. So this is from the New York Times. Rome. Pope Francis has not been reluctant to offer his views on polarizing subjects. But on Wednesday, he waded into an issue involving two subjects on which consensus is almost impossible to find. Pets and kids. Patay. So pets and kids.
Are you going to read this whole...
No. Some okay. lang. So as most of our listeners know, CJ and I are child-free by choice.
Yep.
And we have two fur babies, namely Andres and Max. So
yep.
Sobrang sakit nung nasabi ni Pope.
Talagang, but it triggers si Pope by us saying there are fur babies. He said it was dumb.
So ito lang, to quote lang the article, people who have pets instead of children, the Pope said, were being selfish, exhibiting a denial of fatherhood or motherhood that diminishes us. It takes away our humanity. So basically, strip raw tayo of our humanity.
Diminishes lang naman.
Eh, ilang years na ba tayo pet parent?
So every year, our humanity
yes.
diminishes.
Takes away. So,
okay.
Yes, dogs and cats take the place of children, Pope Francis said, laying out the harsh consequences of a childless future, including the inevitable drying up of pension plans. Yes, it's funny, I understand, but it is the reality.
Funny pa magkapet. Funny daw yung situation.
Funny okay. situation. Ako, being Telebaba Tapes format to, hindi naman kasi tayo palaban masyado. We usually see things through the eyes of empathy, di ba? And
are we trying to understand like the other side?
So, what do you think the Pope was trying to say?
Well, I kind of sense his panic. Bear with me. I'm going to try to simplify like a very intersectional and layered issue. Anyway, I think where he is coming from is from a sense of panic because I guess yung younger generation, i.e. millennials, Gen Z, and the future generation. Yeah. Are sort of asserting our decisions not to have children. Yun. So I think may sense of panic siya. Kasi without children, na instantly Catholic. Kasi babaptize sila ng nanay at tatay nila. Wala naman silang kamuang-muang dun.
Like, unlike mga Christians na 18 years old sila linulublob sa swimming pool eh, di ba?
Basically, no,
tama ka.
I think the Pope is in panic because the production line of younger Catholics is threatened. That's just it. So, I think call for help yan. Hello, please. younger Christians or Catholics procreate, the future of the Catholic Church is in peril. Whatever. Mm. I think doon siya nang gagaling.
Pero sinabi niya rin naman na mahirap din kung puro matatanda raw yung population. Which is true rin naman.
Yeah.
Diba?
Pero it's not like walang bata.
Agree. And hello, 8 billion people, diba, in this dying planet.
Yes. And I think he touched on like orphans. I think tinitira niya yung idea that some people like us, quote and unquote, substitute children with pets. For me, that's like a big assumption because, you know, I know that these cute animals are not children. They're not substitute for children. I'm very sure I don't want children, but I want pets. So, meaning, hindi tama yung logic niya na hindi replacement yung pet. Tama naman siya. Hindi replacement yung mga hayop na cute sa mga bata.
Or
that's true.
Hindi siya mare-replace ng pets yung pagdadaanan mo sa fatherhood,
yes,
and motherhood.
Yeah.
Totoo naman yun.
Totoo naman yun. Pero para sabihin mong ginagawa ko yun at yun yung rational kung ba't ako may pet, mali ka dun.
Ang diba? Ayoko nga, ako yung, what I took offense with talaga was it diminishes the humanity.
Humanity. Well, yun nga, sabi ko nga sa'yo, if he means by that is that I wish I was a cat, then maybe yes. I wish I was a cat.
If sinabi ni Pope Francis,
ano?
Having pets and not children will increase your catness.
Sure.
I want to be a cat and you want to be a cat.
Yeah. Or ang ibig niya sabihin ay, I'm becoming less human and more of a cat. Yeah, sure.
I'd like that.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Pero in a way, it's true. Ah. We became more cat-like.
Ang obtuse kasi nung ano niya, nung logic niya, na parang since child-free couples substitute having children for cats or dogs or whatever pets, ang dami daw orphans. So parang, teka lang, so parang ang sinasabi mo ba, kung wala kaming sariling anak, wag na lang muna kaming magkaroon ng pet, mag-ampon na lang kami. Parang, wait lang po, hindi comparable yung pag-aampon ng bata sa pag-aampon ng pusa or ng aso.
Number one, super mahal mag-ampon ng bata versus sa aso or pusa.
At saka, baka tayo yung sasalo sa irresponsibility of other parents.
And aaminin na natin na we're ill-equipped.
Yes. So parang,
to be parent.
Bakit ang nagsasalo nung parang whole overpopulation or like orphan problem ay yung mga child-free parents?
And sa totoo lang, circular eh.
Oh.
Maraming nagiging orphans kasi maraming parents na ill-equipped.
Yes. Or maraming tao na napupush to having children tapos
hindi
nila pala gusto or it was an accident or whatever. There are so many factors sa problema ng mga, ng existence ng orphans. So, I mean, hello Pope, don't oversimplify the problem. At saka, ang yaman-yaman ng Vatican, okay, eh kung gumawa kayo ng mga boarding school or like ng specialized schools and facilities, welfare facilities.
Wait,
for the orphans.
Yan. Delikado yung
Why?
Proposition mo. Because the church has a history of priests sexually abusing kids.
Isa pa yan. So,
hindi, totoo, totoo. Seryoso. Kakapanood ko lang ng Spotlight sa Netflix. It's true.
Oh. O baka kaya nila pinapasa sa atin yung pag-take care kasi sila mismo hindi nila kaya.
Oh, yung mga pari namin, medyo may psychosexual underdevelopment. So,
kayo na lang
kayo
bahala.
Na lang,
what the fuck? And lastly, this is all coming from someone who's child-free and has so many postcards and Italian stamps holding pets.
Oo nga. This is from someone who says na all members of clergy should not have kids.
Yes.
Versus yung mga Christians na pastors, may mga pamilya at anak.
At lastly, yung in-upload ko sa Instagram stories ko, this is all too ironic for me because Jesus Christ is child-free and he has a pet lamb. But my friend pointed out something funny. Yeah, he has a pet lamb tapos, di ba kinatay nila yan after a sacrifice? So parang ako, in a way, that is sort of like parenting.
That's true.
We view children as sacrifices.
So cop out ba yung sabihin na si, yung buong mundo, buong Catholic Church ay yung anak ni Pope or anak ni Jesus? Then, he's a father to all.
Eh, ba't di nila ako binibigyan ng ano, sustento?
Sabagay.
Bakit ang daing mahihirap?
Kung father siya, dapat siya nagbayad ng college mo.
Oh, hindi, yun na lang. Ba't ang daing mahirap pa din sa mundo kung ikaw yung tatay
tapos,
ng mundo?
Tapos yung Vatican, may sariling vault, may armored cars, may mga...
may gold, may art.
May Da Vinci paintings worth millions.
Oo.
They're a city. They own a city.
No, they're a country.
They're a country. Exactly.
So, parang, okay.
Saka teka, pumunta tayo sa Vatican City, hindi po sila namumulubi at ola.
Exactly.
Para nasa Versailles tayo, di ba?
So, kung ikaw nga ang tatay ng mundo, well, you're doing a bad job.
Of not providing.
Of not providing.
And outsourcing it to other people.
Yeah, to governments and like private, to capitalists. So, parang, talaga ba? I-zoom in mo yung problema na to.
And to add pa, which is weird, I thought he was the eccentric pope.
Siya yeah, yung parang
out
pa siya, diba?
Of the box thinking pope. Pero
the
it turns
more liberated
out,
pope.
Ang baduy mo, Pope Francis. Super baduy mo.
Also, it's funny how the church does not support LGBT marriages and common law union. Tapos, kini-criticize nyo yung mga LGBT community members who want to have children na hindi sila pwede magkaroon ng anak kasi homosexual sila. So parang ano bang point nyo? Napaka, parang, oh my God. So
damned
boxed.
If you do, damned if you don't.
So tsaka just
yung isa
don't.
Pa, ayaw nila sa condoms, di ba?
Again, I think it is them.
Eh, kaya nga maraming orphans dahil ayaw nyo sa condom eh.
Hindi, tsaka problematic talaga kasi siya. Ano eh, parang gusto niya mag-reproduce yung buong mundo, pero yung church is saying that the world should reproduce, but the church has no financial or social welfare responsibility for any child.
In-outsource nga.
Kaya nga.
In-outsource sa atin.
Okay, if you outsource something, you pay your supplier.
True.
Hindi naman tayo paid eh. Tayo ngayon nagdo-donate sa church eh. Sila pa nga humingi ng pera sa atin.
Ang basket collection daw ngayon sa mga misa, tatlong beses na nga.
So parang, this is also funny to me.
So ayun. Ito, next question. Kasi medyo
intense.
High blood ka na eh. Sige, ito tanong ko. Ako, I posted din kasi I had a violent reaction.
Oh.
Meaning ko, minura ko si Pope sa sobrang galit ko. Ang tanong ko,
oh.
Yung mga friends mo, family members, nag-reach out sa'yo tapos may sinabi sa'yo. Ano yung mga sinabi nila?
Well,
and some of them are Catholics, di ba? Diehard Catholics.
No, I mean, I think most of my friends and my family
are diehard
Catholics. My family is Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Not even diehard, but some of my family members are religious. Some of my friends are also religious.
And have kids.
Most of my friends have kids. So,
interesting.
Actually, babatiin ko lang si Richard Bulisay. Kasi siya yung unang
nag-reach out
sa akin. Kasi galit na galit
Richard
din siya.
Richard Bulisay is an esteemed film critic
and
a member of the LGBTQIA community. And he is living with a partner.
With two fur babies.
With two fur... Oh no, so talagang ano rin siya. Sa
as
pool.
In, for me, mas marginalized siya ng church than me.
Well, because we're heterosexual.
Yes.
Okay.
So, siya yung unang nag-react. Tapos sabi niya, siya magalit siya. Tapos sinight ka nga niya na, oh wow, si Winsie nga nagmura pa sa Twitter. So, balitaan mo ako kung ano yung sabihin ng friends and family mo. Yun. So, parang I braced myself for loved ones who will defend the Pope. As in, I literally braced myself.
Ako rin, expected
I prepared
yan.
It. I prepared myself. I guess yung una kong na-feel ay, puta, back to zero na naman tayo. Kasi parang for the past few years, Winsie and I are like dealing with this pressure mentally na eh, diba? It's taking a mental
toll
for us. Na as in, we really get anxiety, we get sad or depressed, I don't know. Basta as in, we experience a tough time. So yun, and nagulat ako, and for me, reassuring yun while nakakagulat, is that most of my loved ones, actually, walang nag-defend sa Pope. Lahat nag-message sa akin of support and empathy. Nagulat ako kasi even my dad, who's very religious, as in like, would remind me to pray, especially now na ang taas ng Omicron cases. As in, yung message niya lang sa akin ay, hindi ko maintindihan si Pope, but I just hope you know the difference between God and Pope. Hindi si Pope yung God.
Wow.
Yun. Yun yung sabi ng dad ko. Ito sabi niya, and if you're angry, we can talk. We can discuss this. So yun, so sobrang anday kong mga, ano, as in, really violent words and angry words. And then, yun, my dad, sabi niya lang, alam mo, sinusupport kita, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos parang, napunta kami sa discussion na hindi na siya nag-worry kung ako and my siblings are the last
ano De Silvas.
De Silvas on Earth. Kasi
which
alam,
is possible. Ah, kasi oh,
kasi
Omicron. Omicron na eh. Pwedeng end of the world na
exactly.
Before this year ends.
And pwedeng yung mga kapatid ko ay hindi din magkaanak. Kasi parang medyo may makikita mo na yung patterns.
May resignation na siya.
Na ayaw namin. Sabi niya, he is at peace with it. Parang hindi niya na iniisip yung parang continuing the legacy, whatever.
Or sino nang magmamana ng apelido natin.
Or ng quote-unquote talent natin sa art, ganyan. Sabi niya, okay na. Decent na kayong tatlo. I'm okay with that. Yung hindi niya na, wala na siyang parang grandiose, ano, ano ba tawag doon? Pagpapakalat ng jeans.
And to be fair, yung dad mo, ang tawag kay Andres at kay Max.
Apo.
Apo.
So parang very supportive sila. And yung mom ko, being the succinct person that she is, sabi niya lang, oh, huwag mo na lang intindihin yung Pope, di man totoo yung sinabi niya. Ganun lang.
Mm-mm.
And then, I guess the next surprising messages were from my friends who have children.
And are Catholic.
And very,
devout
ano,
Catholics.
Devout sila. Hindi sila crazy religious, but alam mo yun, as in, dati pumupunta sa church service.
Shalom,
hindi ganyan.
Maging payapa.
Hindi ganyan. Pero, as in like, yung nagre-reader, tapos
lay minister.
O mga ganun. Yun, nag-message nila para hindi ko rin maintindihan. Yung Pope, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos, nag-discuss kami about parenthood. Tapos, parang, sabi nila, naiintindihan ka namin, don't worry. Don't let the statement divide us or parang moralize na, or parang wag mo isipin na yung pagkakaanak, pagkakaroon ng anak, eh, ikaka-better person mo. Parang, me, sabi ng friend ko, me having children doesn't make me a better person than you. Don't think like that. Parang ganon. So sabi nila, sige, kung naiirita ka, ilabas mo lang, andito lang kami.
Which is strange kasi, sabi according to the Vatican and sa mga napakinggan kong mga Catholic theology
BS.
Classes.
Ano?
Ang word ni Pope is the word of God.
But Pope is a human being.
Who has a direct relationship with
sige
God.
Sige nga, ano number ni God? Saan yung signal? Saan nagagaling?
1-800-HEAVEN?
I don't know. Basta for me, natuwa ako na sabi ng dad ko, God is, Pope is not God. I just hope hindi ka mabubisit kay God with this statement.
Okay lang mabuisit kay Pope, wag ka mabuisit kay God.
Yun yung sabi ng daddy ko. Yun. Ikaw ba? Ano ba yung mga nakuha mong
reactions? Ang weird, actually, it was my good friend ang nag-send sa akin ng article na to, natutulog pa ako.
Oh.
First thing in the
pwede
morning.
Pwede mo ba siya pangalan? Yeah. Ah, okay.
Because he has clue worked
lang.
In a, sabihin na lang natin, he works for a network and he has,
he's popular.
Hindi. He has a reputation to keep na.
Okay.
And my, yung privacy niya is important.
Okay.
Pero yun, minessage niya ako. And yun.
But I guess he shares the same stance.
He or she shares the same stance. Yeah. Sinend niya yung article.
Mm.
New York Times. Tapos, parang gusto na naming lumipat ng simbahan. Na-intriga naman ako. Binasa ko. Then na-trigger ako.
Nagalit ko.
Nagalit ako. Tapos, isa ko rin friend, musician, who's also child-free.
Mm.
And mas matanda pa sa atin. So, siya na yung mas veterano na child-free kaysa sa atin.
Mm.
Na madalas ko rin makausap rito. Maganda yung punto niya na parang relate niya naman to dun sa pets kasi may cats din sila and dogs.
Okay.
Sabi niya, having a pet daw made him more human.
I also believe that.
Yun na nga.
Yeah.
Tapos, sinabi niya rin, kinounter niya na doesn't agree with the pontiff nga kasi parang in-echo niya rin yung sinabi ng friend mo na having kids could also make you a worse person.
And we have so much data for that.
Yeah. Kasi there are abusive parents. There are parents who abandon their kids, hence orphans, di ba?
Yes.
Tapos meron rin
sinesex traffic yung mga anak nila.
Yes.
Pinaghuhubad nila sa internet. At sinasabi nila, hindi naman na-abuse yung anak ko kasi internet naman yan. Hindi nahawakan ng foreigner na predator. What the fuck?
Which was one of your ad campaigns.
I'm not in the team, but I saw the brief. Pero parang, tang ina, anak mo yun eh. Gagawin mo yun. And now, Pope,
now
you're
saying...
Now
tell me who's less human.
You're saying me, who has two cats, is less human than a mother or a father who exploits their children on internet porn sites? Are you kidding me?
That's kind of an extreme example na. Ito, mas down-to-earth example.
Oh.
Scarcity is the root of all evil. Naniniwala ako.
Totoo naman.
Maraming dissenting parents. Ha? Sobrang disente. Tapos natanggal sa trabaho. Wala. Nalugay yung business.
Nahihirapan. Oh. Economical.
Mangu-hold up yan. Mangu-hold up yan or magnanakaw yan para mapakain nila yung anak nila.
Sorry, I would actually kind of understand them. Mag-extend pa ako ng sympathy sa mga ganyan na parents.
Okay, nga, pero sinasabi ko nga, yun na nga yung down-to-earth, hindi extreme example yun. It's a very common story na very decent couple, wala, minalas lang or wala. The economy sucks. Yung COVID, nasira yung hanap buhay nila.
Yep.
And now they have to resort to crime and hurt innocent citizens.
Yes.
To feed their kids.
Nako, napapa-intense yung usapan. Break muna tayo. We got some ad.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, again, yung worst ever president of the Philippines who was a dictator, he has children who are running for office right now.
Wait, who is the worst president? The one now here or the one?
It's for the... Oh, sige, I think pantay silang worst, but whatever.
Okay.
But you know, yung last dictator ng Philippines, hopefully last, na dictator ng Pilipinas, may anak siya, ha?
Totoo.
Yung presidente natin ngayon na nagsisend ng
ilan
messages.
Ilan ang anak? Tatlo anak niya.
Oo, nagsisend siya ng messages na okay lang pumatay is human compared to me who just owns 2 cats.
Exactly.
Sorry, ha? Tapos, I think the case is a year ago. Diba yung police na tatay na binaril niya yung kapitbahay nila sa harap ng anak niya, he experienced fatherhood. Now tell me, Pope, if he is more human than me.
True. Tsaka ito naman, marami nagalit rin sa Italy, mga animal activist groups daw, na maraming child-free or childless individuals who sacrifice their time, their money, some even their lives to help dogs,
animals.
To rescue dogs, to help stray cats, to put up animal shelters.
Mm-mm.
does that make them less human?
Or like the white men who hunt in the safari and gun down
elephants.
Elephants, lions, na nasa natural habitat nila. Like, alam mo, sobrang flawed nung whole speech. I swear.
Pero pinanood ko yung, hindi mo pinanood yung YouTube, di ba?
Ayoko nga.
Pinanood ko yung video ni Pope. Ang disturbing pa is he said it na parang hindi galit, hindi ano, yung parang hehehe, yung may ganong, may smug na look and...
May mockery.
Mockery. And yung, alam mo yung parang, oh, these kids.
Yeah, talaga, whatever.
Parang ganon. Okay, lolo. Anyway, so... How has being a cat parent changed you as a human?
Just a quick kwento. Si Wincy, actually, ay takot sa animals.
Yes.
As in, takot siya. Wouldn't even touch a puppy. And ako rin, takot ako sa aso nun. Kasi kinagat yung drawing hand ko. So, like, ilag talaga kami sa animals. But, we cat sat, like, a really adorable cat si Tomas. And it changed us. So, I would rather Wincy answer this question. Kasi I think sa Instagram ko naman makikita nyo how I love our cats. Ogo.
Well, ako admittedly, I see my friends who have kids. Napupuyat sila and tumatakbo sila sa hospital kung may sakit yung anak nila.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna deny the fact na mas madaling maging cat parent than to be a child parent.
Oh naman.
The fact na si Andres and si Max wala naman tuition fee at wala silang damit, di ba? Wala silang cellphone. Mas madali na talaga yung buhay natin. Mm-hmm. Pero at the same time, our two cats, yes, made me a better person.
Mm-hmm. Because?
Empathy.
Or how?
Ako, bilang they're from a different species than us Homo sapiens. Tapos naiisip ko every time na wala ako, uy shit, nalulonely ba sila?
Mm-hmm.
Uy, may tubig pa ba sila?
Nakakain
uy, yung
pagkain, na ba?
Nakakain na ba sila? Or, uy, teka, mainit ngayon. Nabuksan ko ba yung ventilador o binuksan ko ba yung bintana para sa kanila? Feeling ko bumait ako as a person. Or if not bumait, mas naging empathic ako as a person when we became cat parents. Yun lang.
Ako naman, I think I have learned patience more and mas nakaka-accept na ako ng fact that I cannot control other people. The more cats. Kasi parang you can only suggest stuff to them eh. You can only lead them to what you want. It's still up to... Parang natuto ako magrespeto ng decision ng pusa. And eventually ng
versus
ibang tao.
Dogs, I think dogs are more obedient, no?
Pero hindi, may personal choice pa rin sila eh. Siguro mas madali silang i-trick, ano ba, manipulate to do what you want. But at the end of the day, ano eh, may sarili sila talagang decision eh. And for me, nakatulong yun. Kasi before, I would get frustrated when things don't go my way or like, hindi ko makontrol yung perception ng mga tao sa akin. As in, nahihirapan talaga ako. So ngayon, parang mas natutong ako mag-motivate ng ibang tao through my pets eh. Na, okay, people have a choice. It's up to them. Everything is up to them.
Kaya ako gusto ko sabihin kay Pope Francis, Pope F. And may ang dami-daming oil companies, ang dami-daming bilyonaryo, no? Na pwede mong tirahin sa speech mo. Ang tinira mo ay mga cat moms.
Pet people. Like,
oo.
Are you crazy?
What the heck?
Kausapin mo na lang si Elon Musk or si Jeff Bezos or some other billionaire in the States.
Yung mga nasa SpaceX program, no?
Diba? Parang, excuse me, Pope.
So, next. Why do you think the Catholic Church want people to have a lot of kids when the world is fucked up right now? Or, should I rephrase, despite the fact that the world is fucked up right now? Ako hindi ko rin alam. It's the greatest mystery ever. Kasi parang, honestly, itong year 3 na nga tayo of the pandemic, di ba? Starting January 1. And the cases are rising, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero, there have been a lot of pandemic babies left and right.
I mean, huwag natin i-judge yung mga parents.
Hindi talaga. Seriously, it's a fact.
Or
it's a fact na maraming babies na pinanganak during the pandemic.
Oh.
Gusto kong i-unearth yung reason why...
Gusto niya ng more...
Gusto niya ng more and why yung mga ibang tao, game sila magkaanak during such stressful times. Mystery of the universe talaga siya.
I think this is the mindset that I want to avoid.
Okay.
Okay. Yung ginawa, yung sinabi ni Pope, created this very dangerous binary. Na yun nga, you're a bad person if you don't have a child and you're a good person if you have a child.
Okay.
As much as I want to, ayoko kasi talagang immoralize yung pagkakaroon ng anak. Me not having a child doesn't make me a better person to than someone who has a child. For me, personal decision siya talaga. So, yung mga taong nagkaroon ng anak this pandemic, I would assume it is really what they want. And I respect that. The same way that we don't really want it. So, alam mo yun, so hindi ko na kwe-questionin bakit sila nagkaroon ng anak.
Naintindihan ko yung magkaroon ng anak.
Oh.
Pero, couldn't have they waited until okay na lahat?
But maybe, I think I'm just trying to practice empathy here.
Yes, oo. Ako rin naman, kaya tinanong ko nga to eh. Is it because, oh shit, end of the world, malapit na end of the world, might as well do this?
Parang hindi naman ganun ka-reckless. I think mas na-enjoy nila yung parang ang dami kasing nag-work from home, di ba? And they got to spend time with their children. And maybe they appreciated their children.
Mabag.
Like my boss, he shared with me na parang every day niyayakap siya nung anak niya at sinasabi na medyo happy ako na nag-work from home ka kasi mas madalas kita nakikita tsaka nakakasama. And baka, I think don't you think it's a little smarter also to have a child right now because you get to work from home. You don't have to make the sacrifice of going to the office and taking care of the child. Kasi kasama mo siya eh. Kasama mo siya eh. So parang mas ma-attendan mo yung bata, I guess. So in a way, it's kind of more efficient kasi you're at home.
Tama, tama.
Yun, so for me, hindi ko talaga kini-question yan. Ang kini-question ko ay, hindi ba enough to? yung authorities or the people in power are like old people na sobrang kulit. Parang, hindi pa ba kayo masaya na madami ng bata? Kailangan nyo ba akong kulitin? Ako, personally. Kailangan nyo bang sabihin, huy, mag-anak ka na, yung iba may anak. Kaya nga, you know, there are children everywhere. Aren't you happy? Why do I have to do it?
Mm-mm.
So parang, ano to? Rumpelstiltskin. So parang, I don't understand. May tanong kayo na parang, despite of this climate change and the probable apocalypse, bakit yung church gusto pa din nila ng procreation?
Recruitment.
Recruitment and more disciples. Because the church does not care if the world is ending. They care
how they can sustain the wealth of the Vatican.
Yes.
Yes. Agree.
I guess I admire the single-mindedness.
Oo. Kasi tama, pumunta ako dati sa Batangas.
Oh.
Nag-overnight ako sa Batangas in a beach house. Tapos yung may-ari ng beach house is this German guy. Na atheist.
Okay.
Tapos yung mga ano niya, yung mga nagtatrabaho doon sa resort.
Oh.
Mga fisherman nga.
Oh.
Na sinusweldohan niya.
Okay.
Tapos, nahihirapan raw siya kasi 10 yung anak ng mga fishermen.
Oh.
Tapos, utang ng utang raw sa kanya. Tapos, hindi niya masustentuhan din, di ba?
Heartbreaking din yun. Gusto
heartbreaking yun. He's a German guy. Nice German guy. Tapos, sabi niya, mahirap. Yung parish priest dito, in-encourage raw yung mga people na hindi naman ganun kalaki yung wage. To have as many kids as possible.
And bakit even daw? Bakit daw?
Because the church likes kids.
Okay, this is a theory. I'm not saying I'm correct. But maybe also, it's the church way to make themselves relevant. Kasi, kunwari, madami ka anak, hingi kang tulong sa church.
Tama.
Hingi kang pera or pray ka kay God.
Uy, pero ngayon hindi na raw sustainable ang big families. Ah.
Hindi,
super hirap
super
na raw.
Super yaman mo.
Kahit super yaman mo, mahirap na raw yung logistics. Dati kasi, yung sinasabi naman na kinokontest ng iba, di ba? Mga childless couples, batukan ko kayo eh. Life has always been hard dati pa. You're living now in times na maganda yung antibiotics. Yung life expectancy is up to 70 years old. Now it's the greatest time in the history of mankind to have kids. I beg to differ.
For technology, probably, but for space,
for resources.
For resources, for nature, for inflation.
Ako lang parang like, gawin mo
Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Tsaka bakit ito, gusto ko sabihin dun sa guy na yun, o eh bakit dati, 22 years old ka na, bili ka na ng house and lot.
Oh, correct.
May tatlong kotse ka na.
Ah, my friend, yung isa kong friend na may anak, as in Miss Kisha, parang kinikwento niya, hindi naman siya papangalan, hindi siya mapapahamak. But her in-law, her mom-in-law, parang sinasabihan sila na, alam nyo, magkaanak kayo kasi yung sweldo naman natin, tumataas yan every year. Parang siya, mommy, you're wrong. They have their mindset na parang every year tumataas yung sweldo. By 40, mapopromote ka, managerial ka na. Parang if we have this path in mind, natingin nila everything will be okay. But no, the boomers aren't resigning. People in power, now old people who are in power, stay in power. So parang, we're left fighting for our jobs. And I mean, I'm generalizing. For sure, may mga boomers na helpful. But what I'm saying is, hindi na ganun kasimple before na yung labor schemes ay ganun kadali. Or yung, wala nga tayong basic income, mga putang ina, di ba? Ang baba nga ng daily wage. Hindi nga siya living wage. So parang, are kidding me?
Yan rin, to reference our past episode, yan rin yung dangers ng God will provide, no? The God will provide mentality.
Saan magaling ang God will provide?
Catholic Church, I think.
Alam mo, nababasa ko yan sa mga ano, sa mga madaming pera na parang, I'm so happy God provided. Alam mo, kinama yan sa ano, sa taxes namin siguro, no? Kaya ang sinasabi mo, God provided it.
Although
kasi gina-justify mo na, nakuha ko siya eh. Probably God provided. He allowed me to be able to loot money from the masses.
Although interesting to, may nakita ako sa Facebook feed ko. Nakalimutan ko na kanino. Probably a classmate of mine or an office mate. Nanganak yung misis niya. Yung sa post niya, karga-karga niya yung baby niya. Tapos yung caption. Yes, the world is tough. But she is tougher.
The child?
The child.
How would you know?
Yun na nga eh. Ako parang naano ko rin eh. Parang medyo, napabackpedal ako ng konti na, teka. Parang may mali sa consent yan ah. Na parang...
Ano science doon?
Oo. Tsaka parang, titrain mo na maging sundalo yan. In, ano?
Baka gagawin niyo parang Cassandra Cain, ganun.
Oo, or parang ano no. Sarah Connor, no? Ipapanganak kita sa apocalypse pero ikaw yung ano, no? Ikaw si Sarah Connor, no?
Eh, obsessed kasi tayo sa mga ano, yung Messiah story, eh. Yung mga, this child is special, he will save the world.
The Manny Pacquiao, ano?
Okay.
Have you heard of the Manny Pacquiao theory of having multiple kids?
Ano?
Mas, magkakaroon ka raw ng Manny Pacquiao na anak via a numbers game.
Malamang.
I beg to disagree.
Oh.
Kasi, yung resources mo rin mahahati.
Hindi, doon lalabas yung ano, pagiging industrialized or parang, again, bakit mo ginagawang numbers game yung pagkakaroon ng anak? At saka bakit ang goal mo ay magluwal ng ano, ng genius or magluwal ng sobrang successful child? Ano bang point ng pagkakaroon ng anak actually?
Saka parang sasabihin na lang nila, okay, I cannot provide for my children,
go na lang.
Let the taxes of other people feed my kid. Diba?
Said our leaders. Anyway.
Now we move on to the more serious part.
Sabihin ng mga ano no, ng mga hindi nakakaintindi sa atin. Eh kasi dami-dami yung problema, pinapansin nyo lahat, iniisip nyo, you are just overthinking these. Okay. I'd rather overthink than not think at all.
Tapos, siling kakatukatuutang pan-tuition. Anyway.
Oh.
A few answers.
Ayun na.
Smart answers to frequently asked questions.
This is my request, Podpals.
To child-free couples such as us. First.
Ah.
Ito, pwede bang, dapat ba snarky or hindi? Or what about honest?
actually, wag natin siyang i-approach snarkily because I think...
Or sassy.
I mean, we've been so intense in this episode. But I just want to set the...
Set the record straight.
But we don't set the record straight. But no, I just want to be clear with my intentions. Again, I'm not saying parenting is bad. Actually, you know what? Wincy and I think being a parent is such a big deal, or it is such a hard job. We respect the job so much and we think we're not fit for it. For example, parang, kunwari doktor, pipilitin niyo ba ako mag-doktor?
Kung takot ka sa dugo.
Oo. Or parang nanginginig yung kamay ko tapos di ko kayang umopera.
Pasmado ka, no? Tapos gawin kang surgeon, no?
Oo, hindi mo siya mapipilit sa lahat ng tao. So, we think ganun yung parenting. Hindi mo siya mapipilit sa lahat. It takes a mold. It takes a certain kind of person. So, actually...
Masukista.
Hindi. Huwag mo sila i-judge. Para sa akin, yung mga pinipili maging parent, yung pinipili ah, hindi yung, kumbaga, mindful sila doing it. Purposive sila sa, yung gusto ko to. Pinag-isipan nila. Ang laki ng paggalang namin doon. So, alam mo yun, it's not that we think being a parent sucks. We think it's a huge responsibility. And we think hindi kami cut out for that.
Yun. Okay.
I'll go. Ano na yung mga...
Okay, so the first frequently asked question is, sayang naman ang jeans nyo. Sana may makapagmana.
Ikaw, ano?
Well, if we're basing it on science, madam or sir, may pamangkin
your
ako.
Your honor.
May pamangkin ako. Oh. Mas kamukha ko yung pamangkin ko kaysa dun sa tatay niya.
Gago ka.
Di totoo.
Oo. Oh.
Ibig sabihin nun, yung jeans ko, nandun na rin. Di totoo naman ah. Oh, yung DNA ko nandun na sa pamangkin
technically,
ko.
Technically, yes.
Kamukha ko nga eh. Di ba?
Mm-mm.
So, hindi na sayang yung DNA ko. Number two.
Mm.
Let's say, sabihin na natin, I'm not famous or anything or celebrated. Pero sige, sabihin natin, I have artistic gene ng konti. Mm. Diba? Sayang naman yung artistic gene mo. Or yun, sige. Mas ano, matangkad ako. Matangkad ako. Sayang naman yung six-footer gene mo. Diba?
Okay.
Ang gusto ko sabihin, the world will move on.
Oo.
Without my jeans in the pool.
Ako ang sagot ko dyan, thank you for thinking I'm special.
Or I'm genetically blessed.
Yes. But you know what? I'm not that special.
Exactly.
Ang daming mas matalino sa akin. Ang daming mas magaling mag-paint sa akin. Ang daming... Basta, I'm not that special.
Example.
Wait,
example.
Oh. So parang...
Mawala si Knock on Wood. Mawala si Taylor Swift.
Diyan mo si Olivia Rodrigo. Joke.
Exactly. Hindi, tama. Totoo nga. Mawala si Taylor Swift. Abduct ng alien si Taylor Swift.
Andiyan mo si
Phoebe Bridgers. May papalit kay Taylor Swift. In I'm telling you, in just 6 months, may papalit kay Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I think wala naman tayong scarcity of talented people if Wincy and I are actually considered talented people. So parang huwag kayo manghinaya ko, wala kaming anak. Di ba?
Saka gusto ko sabihin, sige, much as you think na we're talented people ni Sid, hindi kami ilalagay ni Elon Musk sa Noah's Ark, ano niya?
Oo, sobrang mas madaming special than us.
Naintindihan ko kung let's say si ano yan, si Paul McCartney, di ba? Or si...
Totoo.
Si Taylor Swift. O si Olivia Rodrigo nga, diba? May mga genius talaga.
BTS, ganun.
O si Suga, diba?
Hindi kami mapupunta doon.
O si Ben Cab.
Pero, okay, kidding aside, I think, I thought nung, ano ko, nung college ako, if one of your pamangkins or one of my inaanaks show interest in art, eh di imi-mentor ko. Bakit ko kailang magluwal?
Tsaka isa pa, yung jeans, do not necessarily dictate na mai-interest naman yung bata dun eh.
Correct. Mali mo lumabas yung recessive gene nyo na bobo siya, ganun. Or like,
sige, artistically inclined siya. May raw material siya to paint.
Pero tamad siya.
Pero ang trip niya ay mag-basketball pala.
Okay pwede lang yun. Din naman yun.
Oo pero, nga, nga.
Pero nagigets so, I mean, it's so arbitrary. And hindi, walang exact science. Sige, kung sasabihin mong pwede ko i-design yung mga gene, yung genetic makeup ng anak ko, tapos may projection. O hindi, sige.
Malapit na tayo doon. Technology is there.
Alam mo yun? pag binisit ako ng angel at sasabihin niya, CJ, yung magiging anak mo,
magiging parte ng BTS.
Hindi lang yun. Siya yung makaka-revolutionize
ng capitalism
para maging mas conscious siya at saka hindi na siya ganun ka-abusive. O di sige, magkakaanak ako.
What if sabi ng angel, ang anak mo ay si John Connor at siya ang tatalo kay Arnold Schwarzenegger na Terminator?
No.
Ako rin, no, no. Huwag na, no? Iba na lang yung ano, no? Tumalo kay Terminator.
I don't really get it.
Whew! Napapa-intense ang usapan. Let's take a break muna for some ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Next question. Who will take care of you when you're old and infirm?
Eddie Nurse.
Exactly. Ako rin. Ako, mahal ko masyado yung magiging anak ko.
Oo, hindi ko siya
Hindi ko siya i-burden to pay for my hospital bills.
Or tend to me or wash
or
my...
Or maging...
Tagalinis ang puwit ko.
Oo.
Actually, isn't that selfish? I'm sorry. You are creating someone...
To be your caretaker.
To be your caretaker. And magluluwal ka ng isang bata at ifo-force mo siya to love you. You should love me. I'm your mother.
Pero sasabihin nila, teka, inalagaan kita nung fragile ka. Ngayon ako na ang fragile, alagaan mo ko.
Again, I didn't ask you to, like...
Tsaka ang sagot...
Pwede ka naman nag-condom eh.
Tsaka isa pa, sagot ko, kung hindi mo ako inalagaan ng fragile, kakatok ang DSWD sa pintuan nyo at bantay bata at makukulong ka. Hindi totoo naman
yun.
But
it's your responsibility to me as my parent, diba? Pero, I mean, baka naman pag narinig to na ng tatay ko kabahan, diba? Siyempre, alagaan ko sila. I mean, kasi love ko sila.
Mm-mm.
Pero, for you to purposely have a child because you think the child will take care of you, I think it's kind of evil.
It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, hindi sila. Gumawa ka retirement plan.
Ang ganda nung isang nabasa kong reply ng isang child-free person din. Tinanong raw sa kanya na, So, who will take care of you when you're old? Sabi niya, well, I guess I'll just die then. Tama!
Actually, why do I want... Honestly...
Ako, ayokong i-prolong yung life
correct.
Ko.
I don't think I'm gonna be that old. That's the answer.
True.
Diba?
Oh. Tsaka nobody wants to be freaking 90 years old na iika-ika ka na, no? Tapos nasa kama ka na lang.
Diba? Ano ba yan?
Tsaka
mga
isa
priorities.
Pa ito. Bilang child-free tayo, mag-iipon ako ng pera.
Oo.
To make sure may abogado ako. Let's say mauna ka sa akin. Mauna ka sa akin. Nakunod. Ako na lang mag-isa sa kondo. I will have enough money saved. Na may, ano hari, nakunod, natural causes, ma-heart attack ako or something. May pipindutin akong button. Tapos yung button na yan, mag-a-alert ng lawyer, ng nurse, cleanup crew. Para kolektahin yung bangkay ko.
Hello, I'm dead. Ganun.
Yes, oo. Tapos bayad lahat nun.
Oo.
I mean, may service na ganun, ha?
I think there are so many alternatives to that security, ano ba? Threat,
concern. Tumira ka with your brother. Tumira ka with your friend.
Or again, empower mo. If you can afford having a child, then maybe you can afford yung sinabi ni Wincy na button and like lawyer. I mean, di ba?
The magic button.
I don't know.
The I'm dead now button.
Oo. Sorry. I think it's unfair. I don't think children should be insurance.
Yes.
Yun lang.
Tsaka, nakatira tayo sa condo. Come on. Kung matigok ako, maamoy naman siguro ng kapitbahay yung bangkay ko.
Sana naman.
Diba?
Oo.
Tapos, locksmith, buksan yan. Adi, ano niyo ako?
Okay, bye.
Bye. Goodbye, malupit na mundo, diba? Anyway. Isn't having kids The next step after getting married.
No.
The next logical step after getting married.
Who said that? Yun lang yung sagot ko. Sinagsabi. As an
humankind?
As an
the history of humankind?
Bakit? Are we supposed... We are supposed...
The Victorian times said it.
We are supposed to learn from history, not repeat history. So, alam mo yun, we should...
And tradition should keep evolving.
Yes. Why do you sound like a history professor? Ayun, ang simple lang ng sagot.
Who said so?
Who said so?
Ang importante, kung magpakasal kayo, dear listeners, mga nakakabata nating mga listeners dito, kinasal kayo hindi para magkaanak. Kinasal kayo dahil mahal nyo isa't isa. And wanting to have kids is not the right reason to get married to someone.
Oh, alam mo, sorry.
Dito, yan.
Meron akong friend na as in she's single. She just wanted to have a child. And she has a child.
Paano?
That's so... I'm not gonna... Hindi ko na itatanong. Pero meron siyang anak. For me...
Ampon.
Hindi ko nga alam. Pero either way, why would we want to know? The point is, pinili niya magkaanak. She's taking care of the child. Amazing. And personal choice yun. Hindi niya kinailangan yung red tape ng religion.
Oo. Tsaka diba? Isa pa nga, sinabi ko nga, that's a bad motivator to get married.
Yes.
Dahil gusto ko magkaanak, diba?
O, hindi magkaanak ka. Ba't mo kailangan na asawa?
True.
I mean, ang intensa ng technology natin, pwede na yan. Pero wait, for me lang, parang dapat i-normalize na natin. Better yet, i-unlearn natin yung sobrang daming steps or parang sobrang structured na decisions in life. Na parang, after I get married, I will have a child in 2 years, blah, 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 blah. Parang, yeah, it's a nice thought. Pero if you feel like you don't want to, you just have to really want things.
Tsaka diba? Kung hindi dikahon yung buhay mo, wala kang shota, 40 ka na.
Sure.
Sure.
Ayun
get
naman.
Married when you're 60. Diba? Have kids when you're 70.
May technology na dun. Yun nga, actually, sinasabi ko yan. Parang, di ba lagi nila sinasabi, parang may biological clock ako, blah, 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 blah. I think it's very vain and I think it's also selfish to want yung parang purity na parang it should be your genes, it should be your flesh and blood.
Mm.
For me, if I really want to be a mom or should the time come na, shit, gusto ko na mag-alaga ng bata, gusto ko magpalaki ng bata, then I'll find a way. Diba? It doesn't matter if hindi siya galing sa genes ko or whatever.
Hello, malapit na nga tayo sa Jurassic Park eh, diba? Kagatin lang ng lamok yung ano ko, di ba? Kagatin lang ng lamok yung balat ko.
Oo.
Kunin nila yung dugo ko sa lamok na yon, makakagawa sila ng Wincisaurus, di ba?
That's a stretch.
Hindi, totoo nga. Ne, pero, malapit na nga tayo sa Jurassic
pero
Park.
Pero yun nga, I guess the point is, I want it. Kumbaga, you should want it. Not because some construct told you you should.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Last.
Mm.
CJ, what if you'll regret not having kids later on?
Ikaw din. Wincy, what if you... Wincy, baka naman i-regret
mo. Ito ang sagot ko dyan.
Oh. Ano?
Mas okay na regret.
You're stealing my answer.
It's better to regret not having kids than regretting having kids.
Yes.
Boom! Mic drop.
For your information, listeners, I said that first. Wincy just stole my line. De joke lang. But it's in the book I'm reading. So it... Ang tagal ko nung...
Recommend mo. Recommend mo yung book. And yung author.
Uh-oh. Actually, this is like a collection of essays edited by Megan Dom. So yung title niya, well, sorry Pope, naunahan ka na namin. Yung title niya ay Selfish, Shallow, and Self-Absorbed. 16 writers on the decision not to have kids.
If that were written by the Pope, selfish, shallow, self-absorbed, and less human.
Anyway, so I'll just build on Wincy's line because I believe in it. Parang yung decision whether to have children is really just a management of regret or choosing what you can live with. Can you live with the regret of, shit, sana nagkaanak ako? Or do you wanna live with the regret na ayan, nakikita mo yung anak mo, medyo ano siya, not the brightest crayon in the box. Ire-regret mo na.
Or salot.
Sa lipunan. So sasabihin mo, shit, sana hindi ako nagkaanak. Parang
sana
for me.
Sana nag-condom ako. Busy tong salot sa lipunan na anak ko.
Parang mas madaling mag-regret siguro na wala kang anak, di ba? At least, wala ka na pagpasahan ng trauma. Walang yet another human being. I mean, it's another human being who has a right.
It's another human being who will eat this planet alive and kill.
Ay, alam mo yun. So parang, yung pagpapasa din ng trauma and regret, I would rather keep it to myself. I'll just live with the regret. Ang daming bata ah. Ang daming bata na ang pakiramdam nila.
Eh, aksidente ko!
Oo, na hindi sila mahal ng magulang nila, di ba? Na parang forever nila ina-earn yung ano, I just want you to be proud of me, mom, dad. Okay? Like, alam mo yun? Ano siya eh? Cycle siya of passing trauma and dysfunctional, toxic traditions and attitudes. Probably you're gonna say ang negative namin ni Wincy. Pero, you know what? Alam naman namin yung positive eh. Baka kasi we appear like hindi kami grateful sa parents namin, di ba? Na parang, yun ba parents namin, hindi good job? Well, I think, okay naman. Okay. I mean, decent people naman kami. Pero parang wag nila personalin kung ayaw namin maging ano, di ba?
Tsaka intindihin rin ng parents natin and yung generation nila na iba na yung mundo ngayon. Iba na yung patakaran ng panahon ngayon, di ba?
Ano gagawin mo pag sinabi, itutulungan ka naman namin.
Kailangan mo pa rin respetuhin decision.
Oh, decision ko pa din siya. Matutulungan mo ko by respecting my decision.
Yes, that's the greatest thing more than money.
It's resources.
Resources. House and lot. Wait, kung house and lot, pwede pa.
I'll take it,
di ba?
Gago, abusado.
Abusado, oo. So, last na. Give one reason why you chose to be child-free.
Ay, ikaw muna.
Ako one.
Sige.
Top of my head. But I have 100 reasons. Pero I'll just give one.
Okay.
Aaminin ko, I'm ill-equipped to be a parent.
Bakit ka ill-equipped?
Number one, I suffer from anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I'm humble enough to admit na I'm a space cadet. Diba?
Oo.
Tatalo na sa balcony yung anak ko. Tapos, nagbabasa pa rin ako ng comics.
Nagpapiano pa rin ako.
Diba? Number three.
Akala ko ba one reason?
Hindi. Sinasabi ko yung bakit ako ill-equipped as a parent.
Okay.
Number two, mas focused ako on art than having a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga iba yung priorities ko. And number four, ang priority ko is having fun. Happiness. Personal happiness rather than sacrifice. Kumbaga, my priority, gusto ko mapunta yung pera ko and yung oras ko in not raising a child but to travel, buy stuff, make myself happy.
Eh yun nga, sabi nga nila, selfish daw yun.
Hindi selfish, self-care. So, I'm a self-caring person.
Sabi nga nila, selfish yan.
Okay.
Kasi daw, ano, parenting is sacrifice.
Oh, anyway.
Ganyan.
Oh, ikaw.
No, I mean, I respect my friends and loved ones who chose to be parents.
Ako rin.
I swear.
The way I respect firemen.
Gets or ma? Doctors. Or
yes.
Drivers.
I respect them, but I do not want to be them. A fireman.
Yes. Oh, it's just as simple as that. I think ako naman, yung isang reason ko why I chose not to have children. This is more personal. Hindi kami mayaman. Yung family ko hindi mayaman. Pero, I'm not saying sobrang hirap namin. Hindi naman kami, indigent?
Indigent.
Hindi naman indigent yung family ko, di ba? Hindi ako mag-fake news that way. But, alam mo yun, I want to support them. Hindi ako pinipilit ha. As in, nasinabi ko sa parents ko na ayoko magkaanak kasi gusto ko sila supportahan. They felt guilty. Kasi parang, ano ba yan, hindi kami good provider hanggang ngayon, nagtatrabaho ka pa rin, nagsashare ka pa rin sa amin. I don't want them to feel na nakikiagaw sila. So I just want to be, I just want to support them because I love them. And ayoko mapunta sa situation na hindi ko matutulungan yung parents ko, yung mga kapatid ko kasi
napunta sa tuition.
Napunta dun sa tuition. And I don't think that's selfish. I think it's just a different priority.
Napunta sa tuition or sa PlayStation? Dalawa lang yan.
Sa iPad.
iPad pa.
Oh. I mean, madaming bagay. Yun, I guess yun yung isang reason. And sorry, may honor, may ano ko, may parang isa pa akong reason.
Okay.
Because I don't want it. I know in my heart I don't want it. Like, isi-share ko yung moment na we were traveling. Wincy and I were traveling. And then itong si Wincy ay na-touch sa isang bata kasi kamukha niya. So biglang sabi niya sa akin, gusto niya magkaanak. Panic attack ako, guys. As in, nasa ano, nasa bookstore tayo.
Elite bookstore.
Nasa bookstore kami. And I felt the shelves closing in. And tumakbo ko kasi akala ko parang maiipit na ako sa shelves. Tapos muntik na ako mahulog sa ano. Sa parang mall yun.
Ledge.
Muntik na ako mahulog sa ledge. Na as in, hindi ako makahinga. Tapos sinasabi ko, gusto ko na mamatay. Gusto ko na mamatay. Ayaw magkaroon ng anak. So I think it's my body saying yeah. Ayaw niya magkaanak.
Tama, tama, tama.
And I should listen to my body.
Dito to yan. Kaya nga diba may mga kwento na yung parang mga nabuntis na or nakabuntis tapos tatalon sa LRT train. It's their body saying na
hindi.
I don't wanna bear the responsibility.
Oo eh.
Parang ano yun eh. Parang Japanese ano.
Harakiri.
Oh.
And I'd rather bear your judgments. Diba? Iindahin ko na lang yung pain
or
ng...
Or the Pope's wrath.
Oo. Yung judgments nyo. Kesa magluwa lang... Ah, sige, magkaanak ako pero hate ko. Hindi ko siya
true.
Love. Yung ayoko siya. I mean, you know me. I rarely do things I don't want. Or...
Unlike me. I like doing things I don't like.
Or if I have to do something, I'll find a way to rationalize it or like it. So parang...
Tsaka mahirap mag-rationalize ng batang hindi mo trip, di ba?
Oo eh. So parang...
Iko-convince mo yung sarili mo with mind games, di ba? With conditioning, di ba? Mental conditioning.
Yes.
Mahal ko tong anak ko, mahal ko. Ay, pukutsa, ayoko siya. No?
Parang si Joe sa ano, sa you. Hindi, pero gets ba? Parang... Sinasabi na nung katawang ko, tatalo na po siya sa ledge, guys.
Oh.
Huwag niya nang pilitin. Yun.
Okay. Last question to close the episode.
Oh.
What would be your message or your reply?
To the Pope?
Bilang itong title ng episode natin. What would be your message or reply to Pope Francis in response to his speech?
Ikaw muna.
Okay, ako. Pope Francis, I know the church is in trouble ngayon. Numbers-wise. Kulang kayo ng pare. Dumadami yung Christian sects. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Marami akong friends na umalis ng Catholic Church, lumipat na sa...
Sa ibang church?
Ibang church, oo. Or hindi na. Hindi na lapsed Catholic na. Or naging agnostic or atheist na.
Mm-hmm.
And ako, I'm part of that also.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer believe in the Roman Catholic Church. I no longer support the Roman Catholic Church. I'm an atheist / agnostic.
You can't be / you just have to
okay,
be.
Okay, I'm an agnostic.
Okay.
Okay. Siguro, a little humility would do wonders if you want more people to come back to the church. Kasi ngayon, spread out ng information about church history, diba? And because of the internet, may power na yung people to disseminate information. Unlike before, when you ruled, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, change tayo ng tactics po. What you're doing is not working and with your speech, you lost a lot more members.
Yeah. Actually, ang daming inalienate ng message niya, di ba?
Ang daming nagalit.
Oo, ang daming nagalit. So, parang I think it's really bad press.
And bad PR.
And you're not attractive. You failed. So yun. Ako ang, I guess.
Say it like you're talking to the Pope.
I don't want to talk to the Pope.
Okay.
I have no message for him.
Okay.
Or hindi, ito na. Mag-ampon ka na lang. Kailangan makita ko by ano, example. Yun na lang. Try mo muna yung sinasabi mo. Try mo yung sinasabi mo for yourself. I need your testimonial. If you showed me na kaya mo yan, o edi I might consider. But show me first. Don't scold me.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts. Follow us too on Instagram at Telebaba Tips.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebaba Tips. Same Telebaba time, same Telebaba channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmetrics, the only analytics you'll ever need for your podcast. Sign up and create your account for free at podmetrics.co and use our referral code
Telebaba Tapes.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.